Tomorrow, scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena will be listening as the Galileo spacecraft sends its final signals. Mission managers have decided that after orbiting Jupiter for nearly 8 years, Galileo must crash into the giant planet. NPR's Joe Palca has been covering the Galileo mission for 17 years. He has this report on its accomplishments.
Galileo was a big success. Its cameras returned thousands of pictures of Jupiter and its large icy moons. Its magnetometers found evidence that liquid oceans still exist under the ice of Europa. Other instruments analyzed Jupiter's turbulent atmosphere. But Galileo was very nearly a flop. It was constantly flirting with disaster even before it left Earth. Bill O'Neill was one of Galileo's project managers.
So when the project started in 77, the idea was it would be launched by the space shuttle in January of 1982 and would arrive at Jupiter in the middle of July of 1985. So it turns out we actually arrived at Jupiter a bit more than a decade later in December of 95 and launched 7.5 years after we were originally scheduled to launch.
O'Neill says the problem was with NASA's brand new space shuttle that was to carry Galileo and its booster rocket into orbit. A launch date was set for May of 1986, but in January that year, the Challenger blew up. O'Neill says NASA reviewed the safety of all future missions and decided Galileo's powerful booster couldn't fly on the shuttle even when flights resumed. Without the booster, Galileo couldn't leave Earth orbit and make it to Jupiter. By the summer of 1986, O'Neill says things looked bleak.
We spent the month of July with no way to get Galileo to Jupiter, and for a time it looked like the only place we could get it to was the Smithsonian. And we weren't entirely kidding when we used to talk about that.
O'Neill says NASA would only let the shuttle carry a far less powerful booster, one that didn't have the oomph Galileo needed. O'Neill says system engineer Roger Deal spent the month of July trying to find something that would work.
And it was just on that last Friday in July that Roger had this brainwave that we could possibly come by the Earth twice to get the gravity assist needed to get to Jupiter.
So in what has to be one of the most counterintuitive flight plans of all time, the mission to outer planet Jupiter actually started off flying to the inner planet Venus, then back for two loops around Earth. Once on its way, Galileo had another major problem. The parasol-like main antenna refused to unfurl. Michael Belton was the principal investigator for the cameras on Galileo.
When we first heard about it, of course, it was it just refused to open, and there were many months while we I tried to get it open, and I remember going to the project manager of the time, John Cassani, and saying, come on, give me some idea on what I can do to help in this process. And he said, pray.
Even prayer didn't help. Project engineers came up with an ingenious workaround using the low-gain antenna. But Belton says the mission took a major hit.
Instead of getting 100,000 images, which was our original goal, we ended up getting something like 4,000.
Belton says each one of those 4,000 pictures is special to him. His favorites are of Europa. Belton says you can see the cracks in the surface ice that look like the floes on the Arctic Ocean. Galileo's main mission ended in 1997, but NASA has kept the project going until now. Claudia Alexander is Galileo's final project manager. She says NASA officials worried that Galileo's orbit could send it crashing into Europa. They didn't want to risk contaminating a moon that might harbor life, so they decided a suicide plunge into Jupiter would be best. Alexander says Galileo is scheduled to work right up to the end.
We are hoping, with fingers crossed, that we can go past the orbit of Amalthea and continue collecting science data. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think the spacecraft is going to not be able to handle that extreme radiation environment.
But with Galileo, you have to be prepared for pleasant surprises. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
And there's more on Galileo at our website, npr.org.